You're listening to SBS News.
Matt Comyn, a final dividend of 98 cents per share, a payout ratio of nearly 50% as APRA guided. What's the message you're trying to deliver with that?
Well, a couple of things that we considered. Of course, as you mentioned, the APRA guidance, which made it very clear that it needed to be below 50%, it was statutory profit. But fortunately, our statutory profit was up this year 12%, mainly due to divestments that we'd made during the year and the gain from those divestments. But of course, we have a very large retail shareholder base, almost 900,000 retail shareholders, up from 830,000 during the course of the year. So we wanted to make sure that we were appropriately weighing their interests, and of course they're very dependent on those dividends. And we came into this situation in a period of real strength, a very strong common equity tier one, and finished the financial year with more than $5 billion surplus above APRA's unquestionably strong benchmark. So we were able to, as you said, pay a 98 cents fully franked dividend, which was 49.95% of our statutory profit.
Is that payout level sustainable?
Every dividend decision is different, and of course this guidance from APRA is new, but of course understandable given the context. I mean, typically the dividend payout ratio for the Commonwealth Bank has been between 70 and 80% for more than a decade, and that sort of payout range has served our stakeholders well. But we are navigating through a very challenging time and the biggest economic contraction since the 1930s. But as the results showed today, we've been able to navigate through that, I think, very effectively. And we're fortunate we came into the scenario with a position of real strength. And we've been able to continue to support our customers and, of course, operate effectively during it.
So your full-year cash profit is down 11% to $7.3 billion. How would you describe that?
I'd just describe it insofar as it was really dominated by an increase in our credit provisions. We increased those by $1.5 billion during the course of the year, and we're required to recognise any future credit losses that we think will occur from the pandemic, which we did in our third quarter. But overall, notwithstanding the very challenging context for our customers and communities around the country, the business performed extremely well. We had the strongest deposit growth ever in our history. Our home lending was well above system at 1.3 times. We saw stronger business lending growth, and particularly in that last quarter, improvements in net promoter score or advocacy and the reputation more broadly of the organisation. I'm very grateful for the tens of thousands of fantastic people that have worked extremely hard at the Commonwealth Bank to support our customers.
Matt, how do you grow the business now, given lower credit growth and low interest rates, especially in this economic environment?
Well, of course, the Commonwealth Bank will continue to be very closely tied to the underlying economic performance of the Australian economy. And we remain optimistic about Australia's prospects, notwithstanding it's a very challenging period. But of course, we've shown over the last few years that we've been able to continue to grow. We've grown our market share in a number of areas, from deposits to home lending to business lending. And of course, being the best digital bank and continuing to invest in our technology and making sure we're the leading and most innovative financial services company, we believe is going to serve us very well and enable us to continue to grow.
Will you need to cut jobs?
Well, as you might have seen in our full year result, in the second half we actually increased the number of people working at the CBA by about 1,000 across a range of different areas, but a number of those operational. We responded to a million requests for assistance from our customers, and so it is going to depend on a number of different factors. But like any business, when you look forward, revenue growth will be slower and more challenging. And so there may be areas of our operation that we do reduce the number of employees. But of course, we want to make sure that we're providing the best overall service to our customers. We're investing in technology. We're investing over the long term. But like any business, we've got to make sure we're getting the right balance between managing our expenses in a challenging period.
How would you describe the quality of your lending book, given nearly 200,000 of your residential and business customers have deferred their loans? How concerned are you of bad debts?
Well, overall, we've been really pleased with the quality of our lending book for many years. As you mentioned, there's been a large number of customers that have opted into repayment deferrals. We moved quickly to be able to provide, along with the rest of the industry, and received fantastic support from both the government and regulators to be able to provide substantial support for customers to get through a very unusual set of circumstances that's well outside their control. Of course, we're going through the process now, and particularly over the next couple of months, we expect the majority of customers to be coming out of those repayment deferrals. But there will be some customers, either at a personal level or small businesses, that will continue to be directly impacted by the pandemic. And that's going to vary by sector, by different parts of the country. And unfortunately, there is considerable uncertainty, particularly around the management and suppression of the virus. And so we're going to need to work very closely and flexibly with our customers to come up with appropriate solutions for them.
And how do you see Australia positioned to deal with the economic fallout of COVID-19?
Well, as I said, it's been a significant economic contraction, but if you look at the performance of the Australian economy against any global developed economy, Australia has performed extremely well. We've entered this period as well, fortunately, in a position of real fiscal strength. We've got a lot of capacity in the government, particularly at the federal level, but also at the state level, have provided substantial income support. That's really helped Australians right around the country. We're going to have a high unemployment level, unfortunately. It's going to continue to grow for the rest of this calendar year, and it's going to require significant stimulus to try and reduce that over time. I think Australia is in as good a position as any other country globally, arguably in a much better situation. And so I think we are best placed to navigate through what is going to be a very difficult period.